The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hey, yo, say hello to the bad guy, Scott Hall, and I've got a scoop for you. And we all know there's a lot of podcasts out there, and I encourage you to check out this one. It's called Going In Raw. You heard it here first, Going In Raw.
Hey, Brendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
Welcome to Going In Raw News Brief. We're going to try to keep this one brief, Larson.
Sure, we can try.
What's in the news?
Well, let's kick things off. Darren Young. Formerly known as Darren Young, Fred Rosser.
Fred Rosser,
yeah. Spoke with Fightful and spoke about the use of pharmaceuticals,
smoke
namely
weed every day.
Yeah, endosmoke.
Endosmoke.
And amongst WWE talents, this is what he had to say. He speculates that 90% of the roster uses some sort of marijuana product.
Oh, wow.
And he mentions that he used CBD while under WWE's employees, so we had to say, quote, I was a CBD user when I was on the roster. I've had concussions. I've been rocked several times. When you have to go from city to city 300 miles, I just couldn't do it. So the CBD helped me out. He also mentioned that if you test positive for the weed in WWE, that's fine.
Yeah.
But apparently you're in the clear if it's just the CBD oil because it doesn't get you high.
Yeah, well, I'm not a scientist, so I'm not sure what the effects of whatever is. But I don't know. I feel like the country is probably not that far off from just legalizing the whole damn thing. So yeah, I don't know.
And if you're on the road 200 something days a year, traveling, taking bumps every day,
yeah,
you probably hurt, and you might have trouble sleeping.
The only reasoning I ever heard for why weed is probably not a great idea in sports, for this was MMA specific. When you're going into a match, into a bout, if you will, a fight, I guess, and you smoke weed of a certain variety, I guess, it doesn't let your body process the pain, and that's not good for you because
your
body needs to know, it needs to alert you, hey, this thing is wrong right now.
Yeah.
And so I think that had to do with one of the Diaz brothers because they love their weed.
Okay.
So in that respect, if it's one of those things where the use of it is, you know, going into a match, for example, could potentially harm you in some way, then I would understand. And then, of course, you get into the legalities of, hey, we're in a particular state
where
you can get yourself in trouble.
That could be an issue. Absolutely.
So if it becomes part of your routine and you're basically your routine is breaking the law when you're going into different states, that's going to be an issue.
Yeah, and that's going to be an issue where talents individually have to recognize what they can take in what states to be compliant with laws. I mean, like here, you can go to like any, like not about any grocery store, but like grocery stores and drug stores and get like CBD lotion.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
It's, you know, you can buy it.
Mm-hmm.
And granted, there's dispensaries here. It's not like that in every state. But at a certain point, it's going to get to that point.
Yeah. Feels like it anyways.
Yeah.
So that's kind of interesting. I mean, 90% is a lot.
That's a large number. But then again, you're on the road taking bumps every day.
I don't blame them.
You hurt.
I do not blame them.
You hurt.
At all.
And it's stressful. Yeah. And it's exhausting, and your body, especially when you're doing a show and you're on a plane flying overseas for a show another day, a day after that, and you got to try to sleep on the plane, your body's all out of whack.
That schedule is just a nightmare. And I honestly suspect everybody with a contract coming up, one of their top priorities is going to be
less days.
WWE is going to have to change how they do things.
Yep.
Less dates. We've heard that from the Revival.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel Bryan, when he signed his extension, we heard it was less dates. You know, these wrestlers, they want longevity. They want to lower their bump card, as they call it.
Yeah.
So, I don't blame them.
No, not at all.
Anyways.
Next, this is from PW Insider. And apparently the NXT Women's Championship has a new name. NXT Championship. This way to say, quote, WWE has issued an internal decree that going forward, the WWE NXT Women's Championship will be referred to and described as simply the NXT Championship. PWInsider.com has confirmed the decision was made to make remove the gender-specific designation of the championship.
Yeah.
Of course, Becky Lynch, she was on backstage on Tuesday and spoke about possibility to do something similar on the main roster. Though PW Insider notes, quote, WWE's changes in how the NXT division will refer to the championship currently held by Rhea Ripley is obviously the first step in that direction, but there is no word yet whether Raw or SmackDown will be following suit. I would not be surprised if it happens in the near future.
I don't know. I don't know because NXT is very much a Triple H thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure if Vince McMahon would be weird about something like that for main roster. I mean, we do know, you know, obviously the buck stops also with Vince on NXT, but I kind of feel like that's, and maybe it's a testing ground type of thing to see if there's any like confusion. Cause I can understand. I like this move. I like this move.
I do too.
And I think it'd be cool if they did this on main roster as well. But I can see there being some concern as to, okay, the NXT championship, sometimes if you want to say the NXT championship is being defended at this particular show. Okay, well, which one?
But usually when that kind of thing is announced, it's not, it's generally is within the context of the participants of the match.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be a problem, but maybe they'll have to think a little bit more about how they're going to present things
obviously.
Or say things.
Obviously, when they say the NXT championship is going to be defended, you can't just have that hanging in the air without naming the participants to be very clear exactly which title is going to be defended.
Right, you know? Exactly. But I could see, here's the thing. Vince is so weird.
Mm-hmm.
He's so, like, it wasn't that long ago that he was like, no wrestling during commercials. And then everything had to be a 2 out of 3 falls match. He's sometimes stuck in his ways, even though he's entirely fluid as well.
Yeah, I know, it's weird.
So who knows?
I mean, if
and maybe, I'm sorry, not to cut you off, but Becky Lynch speaking about it might portend something that's already been discussed.
That's kind of what I thought.
And she's doing also a test balloon, if you will.
Yes. I mean, if they simply drop the women's from the Raw and SmackDown titles respectively, on the main roster, it wouldn't be such a huge, it wouldn't be a deal as far as confusion because you have the Universal title, WWE title. All right, we know who the champions are. If you say the Raw and SmackDown championships, okay.
Yeah.
You know, there's no confusion. Like NXT, I understand the confusion because it'd be two belts with the same name.
Yeah, sure.
So unless you name the participants or the champion, there could be some confusion about what exactly you're referring to. But by and large, you don't mention the title without putting it within the context of how it's, or who's defending it, who's challenging for it, who is the current title holder, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, I guess I understand. In theory, why it might be confusing, but I think in practice it's an easy thing to work around.
I wonder if they'd consider, because in my mind it'd probably be best, I totally get what you're saying with the Raw and SmackDown thing, but evidently that doesn't seem to be too much of a concern if they're doing this in NXT where it would be labeled the same thing as the men's title. I wonder if they'd say the Raw one is the WWE title and the SmackDown one is a Universal title, mainly because those two brands have been established on those shows as of when Brock decided to switch brands. And then you'd have those as sort of their own divisions, I guess, headlined by the belt, which carries the name. I think that'd be cool, too. Mm-hmm. You know,
it'd be kind of interesting if they came up with new names that aren't gender specific.
Yeah, sure.
You know, like say you have the Universal title. What about the, I don't know, global title or something like that? I don't know.
The world's title.
Something.
Yeah, sure.
The multiverse championship or something.
Don't bring that up again in wrestling ever again. Angelo Dawkins buried that concept for me. Yeah, no
you know,
way.
just to, so it's not, I mean, I understand why people are like, oh, it's just the Raw or SmackDown title because it's not, it seems too brand specific. Whereas
that was my thing.
Universal, that would be, you know, like if they switch brands, it's easy enough.
It's not a big deal.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I
like that idea because here's the thing. Then you're equating, let's say Becky Lynch gets they redub that one, the WWE title. Well, then you're sort of equating that, you know, the prestige of that title with the prestige of the WWE title proper, you know, and then the Bayley one, the that title would be sort of with aligned with the prestige of the Universal title, you know. And honestly, with how many women we see in NXT, we were talking about this earlier, you got to send some of them over to the main roster because the main roster is just there's not a lot of people over there. And in that case, you need, at some point, somebody needs a mid-card title, you know, and then you get like the women's intercontinental, the U.S. title.
Yeah.
And each, you know, gender, each locker room will have its own divisions with the same titles.
That's got, titles.
Which would be cool.
That would be cool. That would be cool.
They also need to unify the damn tag titles on the men's side of things. Mm-hmm. I think they have enough tag teams, enough amazing tag teams for one great tag division.
Well, it also helped if they really focused on tag team wrestling more so than they really do.
Yeah, that's true too.
Let's talk ratings. They're in. AEW's down, still won the week though.
This is interesting. So AEW went down by 70,000 viewers. NXT went up 70,000 viewers.
Yeah, well, 69,000 to be exact.
Nice. AEW was taped. NXT, sadly, they did not at the head of the show give away that Hangman Page and Kenny Omega would win the SCU tag titles as a spoiler. I think they probably learned the lesson from Tony Schiavone before. Mm-hmm. People start changing the channel if they know that's happening.
Exactly.
So, AEW in the 18 to 34 demographic or whatever it is.
Still won. They were eighth for the week.
Yeah.
And then NXT, I think, was 33rd or something like that.
Be interesting when they go back up to not being taped, I guess.
Yeah,
next week. I mean, it is interesting. It's the ratings these days are kind of interesting. I always find it interesting just to see if you can track movement of enthusiasm amongst either one. Mm-hmm. It's interesting.
Part of me is thinking there is the same core group of people watching both shows. It's just dependent on what they watch first live.
I do kind of wonder what the crossover is.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what it is. Because I would think the people who are spray painting AEW over NXT, by the way, I thought that was hilarious.
Oh, that was funny, yeah.
That was, some people were like really pissed off about that, or that at least they're expressing outrage on Twitter about it. So there was some, I don't know where these are, if it was a Full Sail or what, but there was like a little poster marquee thing of NXT coming to town or whatever it is. And some people wrote, like, in the most NWO fashion possible, being the elite AEW.
Yeah.
I cracked up when I saw that. I'm like, that's the most harmless.
It's a measure of enthusiasm, man.
Yeah. I mean, it's silly. It's silly.
I think it's technically is vandalism, but, you know, hey.
I mean, some poor schmuck has to go and wipe that off, but it's justifying the paycheck. Like that. Yeah, exactly.
It's an inconvenience for somebody.
Sure. Yeah. Anyways. So if you don't want to know about possible surprise spoilers
for Rumble,
now would be a good time to exit the channel, exit the video, maybe go watch one of our 10 for the wins.
Yeah.
Because we're about to talk about possible surprise returns for the Rumble.
Correct.
You have been alerted.
You have been warned. So this is coming from PW Insider. They're reporting today, Thursday, that Nia Jax, one of my picks to be in the final four.
I'm not like most girls.
And Ruby Riott are both scheduled to be in Houston this weekend, which of course leads to speculation they will be in Rumble to make the returns from injury.
Yeah, man.
Although that has not been confirmed. Also, earlier this week, PW Insider reported that Naomi is slated to be in town for Rumble weekend.
I'm excited about that one. I like Naomi quite a bit.
Naomi's great, man.
I think she's fantastic.
So we could be having three potentially surprise entrants in Rumble.
Okay. How many people have
declared for the women's Rumble?
Declared for the women's
like
Rumble?
Four.
Is it seriously only four?
It's not a lot.
My goodness gracious!
They have not been doing much of a build for.
No, they have not.
Five.
Five. Okay, so hold on, stay on that. Let's say these three are in.
Eight.
That makes eight. You still have Liv Morgan, Lana,
Sasha,
Carmella,
Fire and Desire,
Iconics. So that right there is 16.
And then I know I'm missing a lot of.
Well, there's 16 right there.
Yeah.
And then Michelle McCool. Candice Michelle, Kelly, Molly Holly.
Yeah, Beth Phoenix.
Beth Phoenix. Oh, Natalya. I forgot Natalya.
No, she's on this list.
Oh, she's already declared. Okay, she was on the bump, I guess.
Yeah.
So, it'll be interesting to see how much love NXT is going to get either in the men's division or women's division.
Eight in the women's Rumble.
Eight?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Shayna, Io, Candice, Mia Yim, Bianca Belair. No, they might not put her in there. because she's got the title match coming up. Four more.
All right. Well, we'll see.
There were six. NXT had six women in the Rumble last year.
I hope you're right.
They will top that this year.
I hope you're right. Anyways, I am not optimistic. That's it for the show. Thanks so much for tuning in. We have anti-cold garments, a.k.a. hoodies.
Hoodies.
Friendo Club hoodies.
Pullover hoodies.
Are available right now. Check those out at the link below at our Teespring store, our brand new Teespring store. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We do appreciate it. Hope to see you at the Rumble. Worlds Collide.
Worlds Collide.
We're going to be doing a live stream reaction of that, and then we're going to be doing a live stream reaction of the Rumble. So hopefully we'll see you right here at youtube.com/ Stephen Larson. Until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.